Now to some children's television where the kids go behind the camera. It's our final inaugural journey today, and it starts in the Northern California town of Carmel by the Sea. One night at a restaurant there, Chris Sanders saw his niece grab a video camera and start to interview the customers.
And we noticed right away that everyone engaged her. And I thought, I could never get up and walk through a restaurant with a video camera and get anybody to talk to me.
So Chris and his wife, Bev, came up with a plan to take four of their nieces and nephews, give them each a high-definition video camera and microphone, and set them loose, with adult supervision, on the mall in Washington on Tuesday. They don't have tickets, but they don't care.
We needed to come up with a team name, and we came up with the Inaugurators.
These inaugurators are booked on a red eye from San Francisco. They have the entire row 36, window to window. And as Bev puts it, God help the people in row 35. Preparing the kids to interview strangers wasn't easy. Some of their original questions.
What's your name? What's your favorite color? If you could change your name, what would you change it to? And these have nothing to do with it, but I thought, well, these could be icebreakers, you know, start off a completely different tangent. And warm up the subject, and then hit them with your zinger.
Are you happy with the president choice?
That's Chris and Bev's niece, Juliet, age 11, the original inaugurator. We also want to see the inauguration from your point of view. Wherever you are over the next few days, whatever you're doing, if you have a cell phone, iPhone, digital camera, laptop, whatever, you can send us your reports. Go to npr.org/inauguration report to find out how.